Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem, continue Pelayoids in Shin 180 on the topic of Bechiyah, of crying. The Pelayoids asked the question now, why is it that sometimes we have difficulty crying? Sometimes people have difficulty crying. And he says, if we have a difficulty crying, it comes from the source of a lack of Yiras Hashem. A lack of Yiras Hashem. V'hein emes she'ena demois sururus v'simoisenu lohetzi oison beishan yirtza. It's not like, you know, you open your jacket, put your hand in your pocket, take out the tears. V'kam pama anachnu reitzim lifkois v'chi godul k'das ma'lasois v'anachnu v'aymrim. Sometimes you want to just let the tears out, but they don't come. Me'yitein reshenu mayim v'ayinenu mekar dima v'nivke yoyman v'laylo. What's going to be if we want to cry to Hashem? And I'm just pausing because it could be as many times as I say how timely is the topic we're discussing. It could be I might say that I don't think we have difficulty crying in this time period that we're living in right now. Especially the horrific tragedy that happened yesterday. But there are times when a person davens to Hashem and he wants more. He wants more ruchnius. He needs help for people. And sometimes we can't bring ourselves to the next level. He says the reason why we can't bring ourselves to the next level sometimes is because we don't realize what we're lacking. You know, a person can start learning. It's like there's a similarity between the teenage years and the toddler years. A tremendous similarity. I don't know what the psychologists say about this, but I'm just telling you from my personal experience. You see the toddlers, and you know, they were a baby. Now they could walk, they could talk. But you know what they can't do so well? They can't pour the oranges so well. But they want them. I can do it myself. Heaven forbid the person that tries to help that toddler. Let me tell you. Okay, that's it. It's all over. I can do it myself. Now, what happens when the toddler tries himself? It's everywhere. Then you got to get the mop out, this and that, and then the toddler's upset. You know, it's probably your fault somehow. I don't know how. Then you have the next stage. The toddler finally grows up to be a 9-year-old, a 10-year-old. And they realize, oh, they need their mother. The father, maybe, but they need their mother. Right? Then they reach the age of adulthood. They're a whole 15 years old. Ah, now they know everything. 16 years old. What else is there to know in life? They know it all. It's much like the toddler all over again. The problem is they're bigger, stronger. Sometimes they're physically mature. And they think they know everything. Just like the toddler thinks they know everything. I can do it myself. Sometimes as an adult, we have that toddler or teenage mindset. I know what I'm doing. I have my schedule, my learning. I have my schedule, my life. I'm set. I'm good. You know, there's an expression, a term people say, I do my daf. They do their daf. I don't know what that means. They do a daf. We learn Gemara. We don't do a Gemara. Especially when you get to Avodah Zarah. You doing Avodah Zarah? We don't want to do Avodah Zarah. But there's a mindset people have. I'm satisfied with what I'm doing. When it comes to ruchnius, we're going to have the parashia soon of Truma, Tetzaveh, Emetz Hashem. And we learn from the building of these kelim, when it comes to the kelim of the ruchnius, of the Aron Kodesh, they're in halves. It's not a complete number. Then the Kli Yakar explains, because the Aron Kodesh refers to the spirituality of a person's life. And the person has to know he should never be satisfied. Never be satisfied. I learned the Amud Gemara. I did great for today. Do I have to chazer it? Nah, what for? No matter how much a person learns, no matter how much ruchnias, no matter how much a person does chesed and gives staka, always desire to do more and do better. But he says over here, we don't even realize. You know why we don't cry sometimes? Because we don't realize what we're lacking. The person realizes, imagine you have tickets to a plane. You know, you ever go to an airport and you're sitting there waiting for your flight, and then you see another flight in front of you and you see people running. Mamish, you never knew that people could run so fast at that age. Right? The mamish, they run, like, you can't imagine. You ever see this? Mamish, they run, and not only that, they run with the baggage and the luggage. And it's like, there could be Olympic runners like this. But when the flight's about to leave, last call. You know how many times they call last call? Last call. I remember I was sitting there, I was, you know, waiting for my flight, and I see these three, four people running. Like, good thing I wasn't standing in front of them. Because they realize they're going to miss something. They're going to miss something. He says we don't realize sometimes the evil that we're sitting in that we might have caused ourselves. And that's why he says our eyes don't shed tears. You know, in a few weeks I'll be attending Yemes Hashem, the Dirshu Convention. What's the Dirshu Convention? So the Dirshu organization that we learned, the Mishnah Brura, now the Amid Yoimi. So they have a convention every couple of years. Baruch Hashem, it's beautiful. Mamashek told you about this. It's in Stanford this year, Connecticut. And you're with people who take tests on a regular monthly basis, not just learn, but take tests on a regular monthly basis on Mishnah Brura, on Gemara. I once was asked to give a Yid a test on the way flying to Eretz Yisrael, on all of Shas, Baal Peh. Shas, Baal Peh. I said to him, you ready? Not going anywhere. I'm ready. I handed in the test. When you're amongst people like this, you know what it does? It elevates you and it tells you, I could do more. I can do more. I should do more. There's what to strive for. And for nashim, and for women, who shas is not what's for them. The endless amount of halachas, of hilchos brachas, and hilchos shabbos, and hilchos tefillah, and the most important, hilchos lashon hara. More than we do anything else in life, we're either talking or listening. More than we're eating, hopefully. We're talking or listening. I just told it to my daughter last night. She calls me from Eretz Yisrael. We were talking about such a topic like this. I said, you can learn some more Hilchos Lashon Hara. Imagine a person that becomes an expert in Hilchos Lashon Hara. And they learn the Shmir Salashim Sfarim that we're learning, all this Halacha Sfarim, the Musa Sfarim. The Pelioitz is saying over here, you know why people don't cry? Because we don't know what we're missing. We don't, what should I cry for? What's the reason to cry? Lachain ein einenu yardim palgemayim. I think everything's great. Kasher terdena demoysa me'alein le'isha shameisei mutu lefanov. As opposed to a person crying when Rachman Tzlan Le'Aleinu, a person's relative, his mace is in front of him, then they cry. A person, unfortunately, let's say he loses a tremendous amount of wealth, then they cry. Aval Eish Asher Hu Tor, Afal Gav D'Iu Lo Chazi. But a person who is pure, even though he doesn't realize it, however, his mazel, Mazli Chazi, His neshama sees, I'm missing, I feed me, I need more. Now sometimes a person says, no, I can't eat anymore, I'm full. I want to tell you a secret. The neshama never says I'm full. The neshama never says, I don't need more spirituality, I don't need no more ruchnius. You know why? Because what's the source of the neshama? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Makar HaChayim. Hashem is the source of life. And no matter how much ruchni is, it means coming closer to Hashem. Going to a higher level of Kedusha. That's the bottom line. We have to do, we're not here to be a Moshe Rabbeinu. We're not going to be Moshe Rabbeinu. We're not asked to be Moshe Rabbeinu. We're not even here to be the Chavetz Chaim. Rav Yashav, he learned 18 hours a day. 18 hours a day. And for the most part, he learned, they say, which is a little abnormal, if you will, without a chavrusa. People would listen and hear him talking to himself back and forth. We all know how it is, how hard it is to sit down with him with chavrusa for just a couple of hours. Here's 18 hours a day for decades. A friend of mine told me he was walking behind Rav Yashav, Zechet Tzadik, Levracha. And they were asking questions on Mamzerus, of the most difficult shilas in all of Kol HaTorah Kula, while they're walking down the streets of Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. And he would answer the questions like on his fingertips, like this. They didn't say, oh, let me look it up, let me get back to you and call another Rav, because he was the Rav everyone called. He was the address. How did he get to that? Because he never stopped. He was never said, oh, I'm satisfied with how many times I reviewed it. They have a video when he was in his 90s. He's Chazir and Gemara again and again and again. What, he never saw it before? That's the bottom line. We have to try and do as much as we can. And here he's saying, he's encouraging us, use that tear. Use the weapon of tears. Use the weapon of tears. Try to cry out to Hashem in tefillah. Ki yesh biyad ha'adam lohaitzi ha'demoyiz b'chozek yad. Because a person has that ability to cry out to Hashem with strength. B'chozek yad. Think of a person who just thinks about what happened yesterday, and for those who listen to this recording at a time which is not yesterday, I know I listen to sometimes Shurim, you're like wondering, like, why didn't he just say what he was talking about? I don't know what yesterday was. Well, unfortunately, yesterday was a day where we lost 24 Yidden were killed. I believe that was the number?
Yes.
In the Gaza war. If we think about the ability that what we can accomplish, we have to understand this. We understand that when we say Tehillim, it accomplishes. And when we dive into Hashem, and we're Yoyed Demois, and tears come down our face, it accomplishes. And that's what the Pelioitz is teaching us over here. And in that case, it is very appropriate. Where the Pelioitz is telling us, evoke the tears, the koiches that we have, cry out to Hashem, and we should never have a tragedy like we had yesterday ever again. Amen.